When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Joe with the Cotton Club crew coming to you from the heartbeat of the 806, Lubbock, Texas, the home to the Texas Tech Red Raiders. My name is Joe. As I said before, I am with the Cotton Club crew. I'm going to talk some baseball with you. Texas Tech finished non-conference schedule play yesterday afternoon with a victory over the New Mexico Lobos 11-8, taking Texas Tech's baseball record to 10-2, going into conference play with a date with those Longhorns of Texas and Austin. Last time they come into Lubbock before heading off to the SEC. And let's just talk. Let's just have a conversation. Maybe not so much a conversation. Let's just talk some baseball. Statistics aside, just baseball in a whole, where do we feel that this Texas Tech baseball team is at right now? We are sitting at 10-2. Only major two losses on the year come to a top 10 ranked team in Tennessee and a top 10 ranked team in Oklahoma State. Other than that, Texas Tech has been completely dominant on the offensive side of the ball, making contact, getting runs across the board. I've lost count at this point in time how many runs have been scored here in Lubbock in the games that they've played. No disrespect to Texas Southern or to Gardner Webb. Obviously, these are two baseball schools that don't quite have the talent that this Texas Tech Red Raider baseball team has, but we were able to make them pay. Their pitching wasn't great, but we were able to make them pay. We drew walks. We were ready to rock and roll, put runs on the board. We got some pretty, I'm not going to say stellar, pitching from our starters, but you know, they did enough, and we had enough in the bullpen to kind of negate some of the woes that some of our starting pitchers had so far this season. It hasn't been great at times. Kyle Robinson is still going to be your number one pitcher, your day one pitcher, your Friday pitcher. I think Mac Ewer is going to get a couple more shots on Saturday, and I still think Mr. Washburn is going to still stay in that Sunday slot. We do have a lot of solid arms in the bullpen that have been pitching well. So we'll get into that shortly. But I mean, as it sits right now, overall, Texas Tech is 10-2. Two losses, like I alluded to earlier on, come to two top 10 ranked baseball teams. And you got to kind of feel good where you're at. So let's talk potential lineups moving forward. Kevin Bazell is still out with an injury. Coach Tadlock did say that it's probably going to be another week or so before we see him back. So what we're going to do with the catching position moving forward with Bazell being out, is it going to be Dylan Maxey's spot to lose? Is it going to be Davis Rivers' spot to come in and play as well? Both of those guys have been playing the position while Bazell has been out. What are we doing with Tracer? He seemed to have been getting better once they left Arlington as the hitter, but it just still hasn't made sense for him on the offensive side. He's still having his struggles there. So there's a lot of questions to be answered and a lot of questions to be asked on what Coach Tadlock and company are going to do moving forward this weekend, starting Big 12 conference play against Texas. Obviously, the Kevin Bazell deal, I think it's going to be either Dylan Maxey or Davis Rivers. I believe Dylan Maxey has more of the experience behind the dish, so I believe they'll probably go to him game one and then give him a blow game two and then bring him back in to finish the three-day game. But it all kind of depends on how he's hitting the ball as well. Any other position changes, I think that it's going to be Gage still going to be out in center field. Damian Bravo in left. Austin Green in right with Owen Washburn DHing. Cade McGee third. TJ Pompey at short. This is where I think things kind of get a little iffy, I would say, given the stance that we haven't seen a whole lot of Tracer Lopez recently. Kind of leads me to believe that Coach Tadlock's going to kind of lean in the way of Travis Sanders. Gavin Cash has kind of been on a hitting streak of late. He's starting to come back into his own on what we had seen last year. And I still think he solidifies that first base position because he's mashing. He's just mashing. And you, like I said, you keep Owen Washburn, who is also hitting the ball very well, out there for this team. There's a lot of big bats for this Red Raider baseball team. A lot of them are hitting the ball very, very well. Damian Bravo has not slowed down. His offensive statistics are crazy. He's one of three Red Raiders, I believe, that have started and played in all 12 games. Bravo, Pompey, and Cade McGee, I believe, has also played all 12 games this year. And those guys are just going to be very, very hard to overtake as the season progresses. Damian Bravo is absolutely just seeing the ball like it's a beach ball being thrown at him. Absolutely hitting nukes everywhere. 12 doubles on the year. 42 total bases. 23 RBIs. Slugging percentage at 88%. And an on-base percentage of over .600. Second-year player, Damian Bravo, just having himself a monster season right now. And watching him play and progress, he's just continuing on. This lineup is just going to get more and more scary. You have Damian Bravo, TJ Pompey, Owen Washburn, Austin Green, Cade McGee, Gage Harrelson, Gavin Cash. Those guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven of your nine hitters are hitting over .300 right now. You bring Bazell back in there. He's over .400. Dylan Maxey's at .375. Travis Sanders is at .350. If he's securing that two spot, you just have guys all around the field that could play. This is not a very bad position for Coach Tadlock to be in this early in the season. You have these guys that are just absolutely hitting the ball very, very hard. And Lubbock, they're hitting the ball very, very hard. How is this conference going to start out? Are we okay with 2-2 and 1 with Texas? Is this a sweep or not happy? You know, just go in there. We need to sweep them. And then just see exactly what happens after that. Or is this something that Tech just folds to? I think all the pieces are there for this Texas Tech baseball team to take three games straight against Texas. Texas has been playing, I wouldn't even know how to explain how Texas has played, because they jumped out early on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt came back and put it on them, catching up later on in the evening, ultimately winning that baseball game there. Vanderbilt's a good ball team, so they're not to be taken lightly. Texas is a good ball team, but they just haven't been playing up to their norm or their standard. But as far as our Texas Tech Red Raiders go, we have some of the best hitters in the conference on our team. And I believe that we have what it takes to get it done. There are some offensive, how I kind of talked about the lineup and kind of what I think is going to happen and seeing, I think is the best lineup moving forward. Nothing against Tracer, because Tracer is a great ball player, a great kid. He worked his ass off last year to earn that shortstop starting position, and it's kind of rough to not see him, you know, succeed right now. But I think it's Travis Sanders' job at this point to lose. Gavin Cash has been playing well over the last 3 to 4 games, which is nothing but good things for us. Owen Washburn, either using him as that DH position or out in right field to give Austin Green a break from right field to DH. And then all-star freshman, Big 12 freshman of the year. I'm proclaiming it. I am, mark my words, March 6, 1015, I, Joe Lopez, am calling TJ Pompey Big 12 freshman of the year. Mark it. It may be a hot take. It may not be the way he's playing. He's just one of the better shortstops coming out of the state last year out of Coppell. Is just playing lights out right now, hitting over 392, close to 400, with four doubles, one triple, two homers, 19 total RBIs, slugging over 600. And an on-base percentage right around 48%. He also has 6 steals, 6 for 6 on the year. So the do-it-all shortstop, true freshman, is going to make his mark in the Big 12. TJ Pompey is going to be a household name soon if he's not already one. This Texas Tech lineup is scary. It is very scary. Gage Harrelson starting to hit the ball. Second-year player out of Georgia. Cade McGee, transfer out of Gonzaga, hasn't really hit the ball great, but the ball's hit him great. Sitting on the year, I believe he's been hit 9 times this year. So he has a bullseye on his back, and he's just taking shot after shot at the plate, but that also bodes well for his on-base percentage, which is sitting close to 600. This Tech lineup, like I said, when it's on, it's dangerous. When it's on, it's dangerous. We have some guys in there that could hit the ball. Kind of going just down our lineup, what I think Coach Tadlock's going to do. Like I said, I think those are just how those position groups are going to play out the first series against Texas. And then we'll kind of see where we land after this 3-game set going into the Big 12. But I think this Tech team may have something cooking here, may have something special, maybe getting it right. So a lot of games still to be played. I mean, we're only 12 games into the season, have 20-something plus games left. It's not an easy road. The conference tough, but on our offensive side of the ball, I believe Texas Tech has all of the tools and all of the players there to make a very, very large push in the conference. Moving over to our pitching staff, which I talked about them briefly, between Kyle Robinson, Mac Ewer, and Jack Washburn being your Friday, Saturday, Sunday starters. I believe that it's going to continue to stay like that until further notice. Having Zane Petty coming out of the bullpen isn't necessarily a bad thing. He did show some great promise last night or yesterday afternoon in the New Mexico game. Came in. He wasn't as stressed as he normally seems whenever he hits that. Whenever he's starting the pitching, he just didn't seem like he was under that much stress. And that's great for a guy like that. You have some arms in there, Trendon Parrish, Zane Petty, and who else is coming out of the bullpen right now? I just drew a blank there, so I do apologize. Sorry for the technical difficulties there, folks. But having some of these guys coming out of the bullpen, as I said, you're Ryan Free, your Trendon Parrish, your Zane Pettys, your Josh Sanders. These guys are setting the foundation for a very solid bullpen. Jacob Rogers, Derek Bridges at that. These guys that have experience have solid arms. Just kind of bodes well if you have an off night for one or you're starting pitching there. To come in, throw some meaningful innings, keep the run total down, keep the pitch count down. These things like that, this where historically over the last couple of years where we didn't know where some of these arms were coming from out of the bullpen. You know, Brandon Beckel getting just worked and worked and worked and worked. You know, he was our fallback guy when things got a little shaky. And it's really good to have multiple guys with multiple excitement and energy and just the energy they bring into the game. These guys are major for this baseball team's success moving forward. So those are some names to just keep an eye on. I think those are going to be some of the bigger pieces for this bullpen moving into conference play and hopefully helping this Texas Tech baseball team win the conference and go on and do bigger things into the College World Series. 12 games in. Obviously, there's still a lot of baseball to be played, but look out for this Texas Tech baseball team to make some noise. I do believe that they have all the talent in the world to make a very big push in the Big 12 and to surprise some folks. So just keep that in mind. Everything else with Texas Tech's baseball program seems to be on the up and up. Brady Trumbello, still prayers out to this young man. Don't know exactly, like I said, we're not going to speculate on what kind of injury that he has, but still not going to really speculate on what kind of injury he has, but just prayers out to that kid. I believe he still may be in the hospital recovering from said injury that occurred in practice. But if you're in Lubbock this weekend, it is going to be cold Friday and Saturday. Dress warm, dress accordingly for this major Texas series of baseball at Danlaw Field in Rip Griffin Park. Just be ready. Texas Tech could start this thing off strong, make some noise, make a statement, and send the Longhorns out the right way, the Texas Tech way. And just be ready. Like I said, a lot of baseball left to be played, and this Texas Tech ball team has all the makings to make a push. So I'm going to cut this recording here. Thank you for joining me. Jack will be back with me soon in the next couple episodes, probably to do a full recap on this weekend coming up of the Tech baseball team versus the Texas Longhorns. We also do have some major news on the podcast front. Some big news as far as a potential sponsor being added to us. I'm not going to jump the gun and say that we have it set in stone right now, but I do have some potentially very, very big news on that front. We also are going to be having a NCAA tournament bracket challenge through the Cotton Club crew with some prizes, some big prizes in there that you could join. And, you know, you do that bracket challenge and, you know, maybe win some freebies, you know, get in on it. It's free. I don't think we're charging for anything just yet. We're still kind of working out those specifics. So some big things coming from us this year. Some big things ending with the basketball side. More on the baseball side right now. Yours truly will be on a baseball podcast tomorrow. That would be Thursday the 7th. Look out for me there. Check all your socials. I'm sure it'll be posted in multiple places. But just keep an eye out. We're doing big things this year. Day by day, we talk. We love Texas Tech sports. We love everything about Texas Tech. And we just want to talk Tech. And that's what we do. So from Joe Cotton Club crew, I am signing off for the evening. You guys have a good rest of your week. Have a great weekend and wreck 'em.